MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Friday, October 6, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber is supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Beverly mayoral candidates meet at forum. Haunted happenings underway in Salem.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, believe it or not, we have updates on the Bruins, Celtics, and Patriots, and high school football. Rick?
I believe it, Bill. Thanks. Cloudy, upper 60s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:30 p.m. The Haunted Happenings Grand Parade stepped off last night in Salem. The theme of the parade this year was Myths and Legends. We have a couple of videos from the parade that are posted down below here on our North Shore Today post. The two candidates running for mayor in Beverly met yesterday morning for a forum sponsored by the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce. Challenger Jamie Zarella spoke in his closing statement of wanting to make change in the city.
This is my first time running for office. I know that my challenge is cut out for me going forward, if elected. All I can say is that I'd like the opportunity to be able to make change and be the mayor for the people.
Incumbent Mayor Mike Cahill stated that Beverly is a strong and vibrant city, yet city government is not perfect.
Beverly is thriving. Its community is alive. Its community is strong. Every community that thrives, that continues to evolve and grow in ways that, you know, that make the community viable for the future, also has all the things to deal with as we go. And so, you know, we've got a really talented team of people in city government at every department. They do fantastic work. We work daily to try to make sure that our residents are listened to, that concerns are addressed. It's always imperfect. It would be with any mayor, it'll be in every community forever. It's always imperfect. We do the very best we can every day.
Beverly Mayor Cahill. In West Gloucester, the project to replace a 14-foot single-lane bridge over Walker Creek that started in April is taking longer to complete than expected. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that additional permitting issues arose, causing the work to slow down. The permitting has been approved, and now the project faces a sign-off from the DEP and the Army Corps of Engineers. The design of Peabody's proposed public safety building was unveiled to the community this week. The Daily Item reports that the new building will house the entire police department and the administration of the city's fire department, as well as the emergency management office. Construction is expected to be completed in the spring of 2026. And there are four more days to visit the Topsfield Fair. The fair runs through Monday, Columbus Day. Colors have started to change up in northern New England, while peak fall foliage colors here are still days away. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Patriots are gearing up for their next game Sunday as they host the 2-2 Saints this weekend at 1. The Celtics have been picked as a likely team to make it to the NBA Finals this year. And the Bruins completed their preseason this week with a win over the Rangers. And Bruins coach Jim Montgomery liked what he saw in this game.
You could see it in the first period that we were starting to play to our identity, what I believe is our identity. We were playing faster. We were possessing pucks. We weren't spending as much time in our own end. A lot of individuals had their best games. You know, there's some Poitras, obviously, gets the game-winning goal, continues to have an excellent camp.
In North Shore High School football tonight, 4-0 St. John's Prep will host St. John's of Shrewsbury. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre, the way the Prep will prepare this week is to prepare themselves.
Yeah, I think it's just more, you know, we take our opponent and we respect our opponent, but we just try to concentrate on us. And we've taken some positive steps the last couple of weeks, and I'd like to see that progression continue. I'd like to. We're getting closer to getting a couple guys back health wise. I hope. I think in the next couple of weeks. But this group's really working hard, and the progression's been good. And I think we need to take another big, important step Friday night against a conference opponent. Who last time they came in here, they beat us, which I think it was the last time we lost at home. So that was 2 years ago, and so that's on my mind. I know that.
The first game to kick off here on the North Shore tonight finds Bishop Stang versus St. Mary's at 5 at Manning Field in Lynn. The last game to kick off tonight on the North Shore finds Lynn Classical hosting Malden at 7:30 at Manning. This is Rams coach Brian Vaughn on Malden.
Oh, Malden's a gritty team. You know, they got a bunch of dudes on offense and defense that can run. They have a lot of team speed, which has been keeping me up all week. So, you know, we expect to go out there and just, you know, we got to play mistake-free football to put us in a position to be successful. And, you know, I'm hoping we can do that.
We have plenty of local football coverage this week on our website leading up to tonight's games and Saturday's games. And this is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.